if you're in Colorado, visit DCF Guns soon. The there's a leaked draft of legislation that just came out of Paul. I don't know if you have that. I sent it to you over the weekend. Of Colorado legislature and executive branch are pushing hard for what they're calling an assault weapons ban. It's unclear what weapons are not assault weapons, but we'll see. But that's happening now. And we know that they have been.
Hey, look, we're watching ourselves.
Oh, look at that. That's us. Hey. Yeah, here you go. So,
okay.
They
this is wild.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. So, I think it's in the next one. So, they give the same type of. I think it's funny. They're gonna really push hard on this, and I guarantee you they're gonna whatever the conversation is at the official level, they're gonna say, well, look at what we did in Aurora. There was a shooting in Aurora, and we haven't had any shootings in Aurora since we passed this assault weapons ban and all this bullshit. The Club Q shooting and look at all these other violent mass shootings that have happened over the last year. We need to do that in all of Colorado. And so they mentioned the Club Q shooter. They mentioned, they actually did Colorado Springs, Planned Parenthood, Aurora, 16 Theater, Halloween, Boulder, King Supers. And so they say that, of course, mass, high capacity magazines and all these things are really evil. So research shows that banning assault weapons leads to a drop in mass shootings and gun massacres. False.
False.
Like disgustingly false.
It actually leads to an increase in mass shootings because you have a lot of gun-free zones then, right? You've got gun-free zones. So Colorado is an open carry state. We're a Second Amendment protected state. If I'm not mistaken, I think the only two places that you cannot go with a firearm are the Capitol complex. City of Denver bans open carry. If you have a concealed carry permit, you can still conceal carry. With the Capitol complex, you'll have to check your firearms if you go there. And then I believe in the city of Boulder, they have some restrictions as well. But yeah. this is a line, I think, that they are pushing for. Again, this is draft legislation, hasn't been introduced or voted on yet. I believe if this is passed, it will be fought. One of my good friends, Sharon, corrected me about this yesterday. She said, this is a distraction. It's just going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court and get turned over. Maybe. Right. I think that's probably likely. But what will they do in the meantime while litigation is ongoing? So with that, that was what I was saying. Everybody needs to get to DCF Guns and stock up because they're cracking down in Colorado. They're cracking down all over the nation.
Well, and I want to read some of this real quick. I know we're over time, so thank you for sticking with us. But we've still got most of you. And by the way, if you guys could hit the Rumble button, we've still got 800 just on Rumble.
Smash
if you guys
it.
Could smash that thumbs up. They changed up Rumble, so it's a little bit prettier now. So give us some pretty thumbs ups. But here, I find this fascinating. The typical assault weapon bullet.
Can you zoom that's, it in at all?
Yeah, hold on. which is, by the way, that's a nonsense term.
The typical assault weapon bullet.
Yeah, that's absolute nonsense.
Is that like what are the non-assault bullets look like? The mostly peaceful bullets. Where are the mostly peaceful bullets?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Just so you guys know, this is complete nonsense. But look at this. The typical assault weapon bullet leaves the barrel of the gun three times faster than a typical handgun bullet and is designed to fragment and tumble. Here's where it gets great. This is all typical anti-gun
Set
stuff.
Set your sources.
No. Okay. So hold on. So first of all, this is like the typical tactic of the anti-gunners, right? They get slapped down a little bit. I know some people are saying like, yeah, SCOTUS, New York. What was it? Brevin, where they overturned New York's thing. This is not going to like make the anti-gun people go away. Like this will embolden them if anything, and they're going to keep trying to push this. It's not like now all of a sudden they're not going to push for stupid gun laws. But this is the typical tactic. They'll wait a little while and kind of, you know, they'll let it go. They'll keep the rhetoric going, but they won't do anything. Then a few shootings occur, regardless of the circumstances of those shootings. And then they wait. And here we are again, new calendar year, just like they passed the magazine ruling back several years ago. And I think it was 18 or 19. But then they come out with a bunch of nonsense like this. And they use the outrage of one particular shooting because they don't care about the kids in Chicago and the inner cities. Like, people are just shooting each other every day. Like it's a, you know, like pinball. But then they wait for a couple of these. They're going to use the Club Q shooting because they get to throw the victim cards around. That one didn't work out so well for them. But this is very typical. This is all they do. They wait a little while, wait for some outrage, and then they go full steam ahead again. So the high velocity of the typical assault weapon bullet damages and destroys tissue as it travels through the body. That's every bullet ever, just so you guys know. Wait, here's a good one.
But it does it three times faster.
Okay. No, they're talking about velocity. So yeah, like, I mean, if you look at like 45 rounds,
It destroys tissue three times faster.
No, wait. Here's the deal. Causing organs to become liquefied and causing catastrophic internal bleeding. No, I'm sorry. Liquefying? No, it does not liquefy your organs. Liquefying your organs requires like 300 Win Mag. Or something ridiculous. AR-15 bullets do not liquefy your organs. That is not what happens. And now, so let me go down now, because I want to show you what they actually have in here. So, you know, again, more nonsense.
Well, actually, now, before you move on, if I could just go back to the liquefying of the organs, this is what happens when you don't teach firearms in schools. Right. So in the 1970s, they stopped teaching firearm use and firearm safety, knowledge use and safety. They stopped teaching it in schools because leftists were afraid of guns. Now you have them hysterically writing legislation that says if you don't ban assault weapons, whatever that is, whatever, like, show me. I mean, we have assault knives. We have assault. My brother makes medieval weaponry. He has a forge and he has assault all kinds of things, right? I posted a picture of Twitter of this, like, I forget what it's called. Maybe you know what they're called, but it's like a stick with a chain on it and like a spiky thing on the end. Yeah, a mace. It's like the mace that he made is a skull and it's got like pointy teeth coming out of it. Like, these are all assault weapons, right? Like, these are hysterical people that are terrified of guns because they live in a society that has made them terrified of guns. They've never probably held a gun. They don't know how to use a gun. They think that guns are running around killing people, right? And that's why they can say the typical assault bullet, right? Well, what is not an assault bullet? What kind of bullet is not an? These people are morons. They're absolute morons, and they're ruled by their fear. And they don't get to use their fear to take away our liberty. They don't get to use their fear to take away our sovereign natural rights, and we have the right to self-defense. We have the right to keep and bear arms. It shall not be infringed, and we need to fight this. So folks who are listening that are in Colorado, gear up, because we're going to push back on this every step of the way as this legislation makes its way through. Again, this is a draft. It hasn't been introduced yet, but this, when I saw this, I got really mad. And then I started laughing because they're absolute morons that are ruled by their fear, and we're not going to allow their fear to rule us.
But see, it's not. I'm sorry, and I have to slightly disagree. It's not fear. The only fear
is for a lot of them. They're terrified. They're absolutely terrified. And they're not critical thinkers. So
it's fear for the people that buy into this nonsense. And there is a fear on the point of why these people actually want to ban all the guns, because, you know, they're afraid of people being able to defend themselves, because that's what the Second Amendment is for. It's not for hunting. It's not for actually self-defense while you walk to your car. It's for defense against the government. And that is not relegated to the premises of your residence. But these people are evil. They push this stuff because they're evil, and they want to have absolute control over you and be able to subjugate you. They use fear in order to push some of these rhetorically, but this is based in a desire to control the American people. We're the only country left on earth that really you know, has the right that we have now, short of a few small ones. But the United States is, as I said a while back, the reason that they're pushing all this stuff, including COVID and a lot of these ideologies so hard, is because America is the biggest threat. But.
Well, the American gun owners are the largest army in the world. Right. Yes. That's why they're pushing to remove our guns. And I agree with you. I think that we outnumber any military in the world. And there's two camps, I think, that are pushing for gun control, or for disarmament is really more accurate. The one is the people who are driven by fear, who are terrified of guns, and who think that somehow taking guns away from law-abiding citizens is going to stop criminals from using guns. So the stupid people. And then there are the evil people, right? The people you're talking about, who this is absolutely about disarming the American people, so that they can bring in their Great Reset, their New World Order, so that they can, you know, turn America into farmland and enslave all the terrible Americans, right? Those are two camps pushing for the same goal. I think where we probably disagree is on the mix of how many people are in the fear camp versus
my point is that the motive is control, which is based in evil. Fear is a methodology. Fear is a tool that they use. It's the same as COVID.
So I talk to a lot of leftists, right? I talk to leftist reporters. I talk to leftist NGO members. I talk to leftist legislators. I firmly believe that a lot of them truly believe in what they're pushing on this. They think there's too many guns. If we can just get rid of the guns, it's asinine. It makes absolutely no sense. It defies critical thinking. It defies all logic and reason. But, you know, here we are. I fully 100% agree with you that the driving force and the motivation behind this is evil. It is to disarm the American people so that they can move on to the next phase. I think that they have a lot of non-thinking people bought into the fear. That's all I'm saying.
No, I agree. I said that. I completely agree with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're out of time. Should we pray?
No. I need one more minute.
Oh.
Because this is what I've been waiting to do. I just want to run through real quick what they consider assault weapons. So, assault weapons, except as provided in 2B, means a semi-automatic rifle that has the capacity to accept a detachable magazine, or that may be readily modified to accept one. Has one or more of the following characteristics. So already right there, guys, they've eliminated everything except hunting rifles. A pistol grip, and not all hunting rifles, just like the bolt actions, basically. And a handful of others. But in addition to that, anything with the following characteristics. A pistol grip. Any feature capable of functioning as a protruding grip that can be held by the non-trigger hand. A folding, telescoping, thumb hole, or detachable stock, otherwise foldable or adjustable in a manner that operates to reduce the length, size, or any other dimension, or otherwise enhances the ability to conceal the weapon. So that right there is completely disingenuous. What?
Well, yeah, and the first two, right, the pistol grip and the secondary handle, are actually features on the weapon that make shooters more accurate. Right, it's stabilizing the weapon in a way, having the grip that's going to work for your hand to make you more accurate and a better marksman, a safer firearm owner, and if a safer shooter. They're trying to get rid of those features.
Yeah, and then I'll get to that because all of these they betray themselves. So first of all, folding adjustable in a manner. There are some products that are specifically designed just to make it more, a smaller footprint when collapsed. But majority of telescoping stocks are so that you are able to make the rifle fit you. Adjustable stocks on AR-15s, by and large, are not meant to make the weapon concealable. I'm sorry, that's not what they're for. And they make them safer. They want to ban these things, which make it easier for you to fire accurately and to safely operate the weapon. And that's an important point in a minute. A flash suppressor. So that's not a silencer. That is a flash suppressor. There are, again, safety reasons for that. A functional grenade launcher.
Well, and even a silencer protects the ears of the law enforcement of the, you know, whomever's shooting the weapon. You know, they're trying to go piece by part, right, of the fire to make firearms illegal by making all of their parts illegal.
Yes, and suppressors should not be
Number E is letter E is my favorite.
Yeah. So, but suppressors should not be regulated as they are, 100%. Functional grenade launcher. I love that they included that. A shroud attached to the barrel.
You could kind of make a case for the functional grenade launcher, but shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed. And the fundamental reason for the Second Amendment is to fight tyranny. The government has grenades. They even have functional grenade launchers on their weaponry. So that means that you cannot infringe upon that for the people, according to the Constitution.
And real quick, guys, want to remind you of another one of our sponsors. Are the Biden administration's New Year's goals of tax and spend and turn a blind eye to inflation at odds with your goals of securing your savings? When you've finally had enough of the games government is playing with your savings and retirement, diversify into gold with Birch Gold. I'm tired of my money being impacted by stupid decisions by leaders in Washington. For over 5,000 years, gold has withstood inflation, geopolitical turmoil, and stock market crashes. And here's the great news. You can still get it. In fact, you can hold gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account. Birch Gold makes it easy to convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA in precious metals. Here's what you need to do. Text the word DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to 989-898 to claim your free info kit on gold. With almost 20 years experience converting IRAs and 401ks into precious metals IRAs, Birch Gold can help you. Protect yourself with gold today by texting DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to the number 989-898. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of happy customers, and countless five-star reviews, secure your future with gold. Start today with your free info kit. There's zero obligations to make this request. Just text DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to 989-898. Again, that's 989-898.
A shroud attached to the barrel, or that partially or completely encircles the barrel, allowing the bearer to hold the firearm with the non-trigger hand without being burned, but excluding a slide and closing the barrel, or a threaded barrel, or a semi-automatic rifle with a fixed large capacity mag. Okay, so I'm sorry. This is like, are you out of your mind? This is a massive safety deal. So essentially, they want you either to have to use a hunting rifle, where you have to have like some wooden stock, or they don't want you to be able to hold the rifle properly with your non-firing hand. And all of these things, by the way, in addition to just making any shooter able to safely and accurately operate the firearm by properly shouldering it, by having a proper grip, this affects women. This is a huge issue for women, because women, AR-15s, my opinion, are the best self-defense weapon, particularly in the home. I'm not saying like carry an AR-15 everywhere. But if you want to give a woman or a small framed individual a weapon, particularly a lawn weapon that you can operate safely and fire accurately and have an adequate amount of capacity, you know, because they, like Joe Biden said, carry a double barrel shotgun, like are you out of your effing mind? The AR-15 is literally the perfect tool for that. And by trying to outlaw AR-15s with all this absolute nonsense, they're quite literally making it unsafe for people to have the proper tools to defend themselves, and particularly barring women from having those available to them, because it reduces recoil and allows them, it allows them to have something that gives them the ability to fire properly, because shotguns they recoil like a mother. And then so, what are you going to give people? They talk about 50 caliber nonsense, and then they go into barrel shrouds and all kinds of other garbage. They say a manufacturing weight of 50 ounces or more when unloaded. I don't know why that's relevant at all. A buffer tube, arm brace, or other part that provides horizontally behind the pistol grip. That's nonsense. There's no reason that that should even be included. That's a safety issue. And again, goes back to
none of this should be included.
And recoil.
None of it should be included.
No, every single
this
point
is all,
here is completely unconstitutional.
Right. It's infringement. And compare this, right? Compare what's happening in this piece of legislation to what we just read as the package going to Ukraine, right? Mm-hmm. We said Americans, the American gun owner is the largest standing army in the world. We're bigger than our own military. We're bigger than any military in the world. Why are they trying to reduce our capability? We're also the most peaceful military in the world. They're trying to reduce our capabilities. They're trying to reduce our ability to defend ourselves and defend our communities. And at the same time, they're using our resources, our tax monies, our military equipment to go outfit in another nation, the nation that happens to run their money laundering operation. They're outfitting them and getting them prepared to defend their soil and make sure that they're safe at the same time that they are trying to make Americans more vulnerable, particularly women and minority Americans more vulnerable by unconstitutionally infringing upon our Second Amendment. I'm enraged by this. I'm not at all surprised that it's in Colorado. This is the communist test kitchen here.
Well, and then again, this is the last bit, and then I'm done with this. But a semi-automatic shotgun that is one of the more following features, a pistol grip. Any feature capable of functioning as a protruding grip that can be held by the non-trigger hand. How unsafe do you want to make guns? A shotgun?
Right.
You don't want a. You want to outlaw the ability to better stabilize and control the recoil of a shotgun? Are you serious?
Yeah.
You people are freaking nuts.
They want to make. They want to make American gun owners less accurate and less safe and less capable. Right? That's the intent of this legislation. It does nothing to make communities safer. You know why? Because criminals who to harass communities aren't going to abide by any of that. They're still going to be able to get weapons with every single one of those features. This does nothing. It's like the war on drugs, right? In the speaker vote, excuse me, in the speaker vote last week, several Republicans stood up and talked about fentanyl, right? We have to, this paralysis of picking a speaker is stopping us from being able to address the fentanyl and to address the opioid epidemic. We have to address the opioid epidemic, blah, 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 blah. What do? They go after doctors and patients. Legal, lawful doctors and patients. They don't shut the southern border. They don't deal with the cartels. They won't touch the cartels. They don't deal with the actual real problems of the war on drugs. They just persecute peaceful, law-abiding Americans. And this is the same thing that they're doing with this gun legislation. It will not affect criminals. It will not affect people that want to go and shoot up communities because those people are criminals. Most of them are crazy and they don't abide by laws. All you're doing is handcuffing and handicapping the American people, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. The my favorite thing of all of this, the midterms and the speaker vote and all of this nonsense is that Republicans are actually trying to convince the American people right now that they're going to win the war on drugs. The war on drugs that has been going on forever, right? At least since the 1980s, the Just Say No campaigns, the war on drugs with the southern border porous, not even porous, open, wide open, with the president of the United States asking people on the southern border, migrants on the southern border, how can we make it less safe? How can we give you unlawful migrants everything that you want? What else do you want? And oh, by the way, we're going to make American communities less safe. We're going to take guns out of the hands of Americans. We're going to take features that make firearms more safe and more accurate. We're going to take those out of the hands of Americans. I'm so sick of this federal government. I could just scream. And our Colorado government is its mirror. It's a copycat. Anyway, go ahead.
Just last thing before we pray. Supreme Court announcements from the Friday conferences, right at the top here, you'll see. So denied NSO group versus WhatsApp. That was the company that deals with Pegasus that we were talking about. So that one's been denied. Tory Morris's case denied, and Brunson case denied. So all three of the cases that we were looking for, they are denied. They are going to file. I know the Brunsons are going to file motions to reconsider. I'm sure that Tory will as well. I'm not sure about the NSO group. But there's the update. All three cases denied. So the fight continues. So do we.
Were any cases on January 6th conference approved to proceed? Like, I'm curious. We can do another show on that because I know we're out of time. But I'm wondering what do they think is good enough to proceed? Doesn't look like it, huh? Okay. Escobar.
Okay, so this Escobar rally versus Texas was granted. Cases remanded to the Court of Criminal Appeals in Texas for consideration in light of a confession. Kamahele versus United States was granted. Orders in pending cases.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like that's it. I don't see
very little else. Then.
Yeah, I don't think much was approved. It's like these are the only things. Yeah, everything else is denied.
Yeah, you know, when we were doing the Kerry Lake marathon a few weeks ago, and you know, Joe and I got into it about whether or not the judge was corrupt. They said, you know, I don't want to live in a world where we just always assume that the courts are corrupt and the judges are corrupt, but it's getting harder and harder to really believe that we're going to have justice. You know, I think it's great that we took control of the House. I think it's great that we're going to be able to have hopefully televised committee hearings and wake some people up to the corruption and whatnot. But when everything is corrupt, right? We're going to have this committee that's on the weaponization of law enforcement. Great. When they make criminal referrals, who's going to act upon them? Who's going to hold the people in the executive branch, the people in the DOJ, Merrick Garland, who's going to hold those people accountable if these House committees make criminal referrals, right? Nobody, because everything is corrupted. And that's where I think we're in one of the most dangerous times in our nation right now, because there's zero, as we talked about with the Brazil elections, there's zero trust in our institutions. And there's so much gaslighting. There's so much filling the void of truth that's being suppressed, that people are going to, you know, we see it in Brazil. People are going to snap. You can only gaslight people for so long before they start to fight back. So,
well, and you think, just as one example, think about the leak of all the Social Security numbers from Mar-a-Lago. Get out of here. Like, if you think that was accidental, you are out of your mind. There is no way on earth that was done accidental. There's absolutely no way. That's a pretty major screw up. The only way, I mean, think about it. The only possible way that could be accidental is what? Some aide or some clerk, you know, went through and redacted the things and then had a saved copy of the unredacted and accidentally put that in. That's nonsense. They did this, and I think
it's nonsense.
No, I think it's very clearly it's an intimidation tactic. Is that now they have in full view of the public, they can say, hey, if you're a Trump supporter, you're one of these people, we will go ahead and leak this information, clearly a violation of law, and we're going to get away with it because the scales of justice don't actually work in this country. Justice is only justice if it's available to everybody and if it, you know, if it's applied equally. Neither of those things are true in the United States. And what's going to happen?
No, it's equitable here.
Yeah, what's going to happen, though? Nothing, because watch what's going to happen. They might throw some aid or something. Someone will get, you know, kind of thrown under the bus, and they're going to get told, oh, you're very bad. Department of Justice isn't going to do anything. 99%. they're not going to do a thing. It's just going to kind of go away. They're going to get publicly reprimanded. No, you did a bad thing. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. And then they're going to coincidentally, just happen to find a brown paper bag filled with, you know, maybe $100,000 in it on top of their car. And then they're going to go, coincidentally take a vacation with some page boy that they probably got lent from Adam Schiff and go to the Bahamas and, take a vacation to reflect on what a bad aide they've been. And they're going to go take that time to reflect. And that's all that's going to happen, because that's what goes on in this country. This was absolutely done on purpose. And they're sending a message to everyone who's close to Trump, or anyone who would, just like J6, they're sending a message. And
all of the leaks have always been against the right.
Yeah. And think about this too. Think about Mar-a-Lago. That's a bigger deal than I think even some people are making it, because really disgusting thing that they released Social Security information, all kinds of things. But think about the people who might have been there. I mean, it's very possible that there are people with security clearances. Like, what are they doing? I mean, now they just publicly leaked all this information about who? Do we even know, the backgrounds of all these individuals? Like, they could have given away some pretty terrifying information on, and, you know, considering who could have been on that list. It's not a small deal, and they're going to get away with it because we don't have justice in this country. So the American people need to figure out what we're actually willing to stand for. You know, the gap is growing. Or maybe it's shrinking. I guess the gap is shrinking, right?
Well, I think the gap is growing, but I think more people are getting in it. So it's shrinking in that respect. But the gap for justice, the gap of the injustice gap, I think is definitely growing. I think that they're our global corporate communist overlords see the writing on the wall. You know, I go back to the first, all the Russiagate stuff and the first impeachment trial. And I kept saying at the time, and I still say it today, they had to have known that they would get caught, because what they did was so dishonest and based on really loose lies, right? They had to know that they would get caught, but they decided to put the country through it anyway. And that means that these people are traitors. Right? They're trying to cause division. And by these people, I mean the establishment. I mean the establishment left and the establishment right, because I don't think they exist. I think that that's a psyop. It's a uniparty. And we saw it last week, right? We saw 20 Republicans who were willing to actually stand in the gap and put their, put themselves out there and stand up for the American people, stand up for the American people having a greater role in their self-governance through greater power to the representatives as opposed to the speaker. But it was 20, right? Of 222 Republicans that were elected to the House of Representatives, 20 of them had a spine. 20 of them. And yes, of course, it was Kevin McCarthy. It was always going to be Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy ended up winning, right? If that's the case, why didn't we see more than 20? Why didn't we see more people who were willing to stand in the gap, knowing that it was always going to be Kevin, right? I think because there really are only are 20.
But that's okay. There really only that's are okay 20 because, people. Sorry. Because what a better experiment. In at least a little taste of how government in this country is supposed to work. Got a few good men, so to speak, you know, a handful of people,
and women.
They hold up, and I'm using the expression. They held out, and look what they did. You know, again, I'm not considering it like, you know, oh my God, we've won so much, because again, I think the right thing to do would be get rid of McCarthy. We know who he is, but look at that. Just not even two dozen people. And they've forced someone's hand to at least give up a few things. So it's a good thing to remember as we the people consider, though we're not in those House seats, that a few people who have an unshakable resolve and who are willing to put themselves out there and just stand up for what's right, we can have an effect. And I think we need to take hold of that responsibility in our communities as well.
I also think it blows the, you know, we have to have either Republicans or Democrats. It blows it out of the water because what we saw essentially is another party, right? We saw 20 people who are comprised of, you know, constitutional focus on the federal legislature. We haven't seen that. It's certainly in my entire adult life. But if you imagine now, if, you know, every election year, we hear, oh, you got to vote for the R. You got to vote for the D. You got to vote for the R. You're going to split the vote. The other person's going to win. Imagine if we actually got behind liberty-focused, true constitutional candidates for these roles, particularly for House of Representatives and for Senate. And you have, you know, maybe we get 5 or 10 elected in the next, you know, in the next round. Go. That's 10 people that can actually have some weight in the federal legislature. We saw what 6 people can do, right? Because if they hadn't, and if you're, you know, not familiar with the whole drama that played out, again, I wrote an article about this over the weekend and kind of breaks down all of it as well as providing my insights on it. So check that out. But Representative Andy Harris from Maryland was the really the deciding vote. We haven't heard any of him come up, but he was part of the Never Kevin crowd and switched to the Kevin with concessions crowd. And that is what gave them enough to you know, get through with the 216 margin, the 215 votes. If we were actually brave and bold as voters, as self-governed individuals, then we you know, and we put more America First people in there, not being afraid that if we don't vote for the establishment candidate, then the Democrat's going to win, because frankly, it doesn't really matter which one of those uniparty candidates wins. Even if we just get a few in, they can have a massive impact. That's what we saw with the 20 people last week and, you know, culminating on Friday night. And I'm all for it. I think we need more division among the two divided parties, right? We need to see more of their debates. We need to see more of their processes and their prioritization and how they're engaging. And we need to see more coalitions built across the aisle and with independent legislators. I like the direction that this is going with the new House rules. I'm not holding my breath that they're going to be passed, because I think Kevin McCarthy is absolute trash. And I don't think that I think he's going to try and get out of it as much of that as he can. But I do like the direction that this is going. And I think that those 20 representatives last week really showed us a different way. And they showed us the power that a small minority can have, right? It was a tenth of the Republican Congress that forced this. 1/10. It's pretty badass.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So I didn't play it because we got talking a lot. But real quick, again, coming for the guns, and we don't know what the future is going to look like. So be back in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Joe, Supreme Leader of DCF Guns. What is DCF Guns, you ask? We're the best damn gun store and range in the universe. Do we have guns? We have all the f***ing guns. We got small guns. We got big guns. We even have beastly guns. We offer all types of training, and we have 5 ranges across our 3 locations. I'm a good shot. And of course, we have all types of ammo. We even have flamethrowers! Woo! We offer incredible membership opportunities, and members save even more on guns, ammo, and accessories. Military, both active and retired, and first responders get up to 40% off memberships. Come join the DCF family today, where we keep the range hot and the deals hotter. It's hot. It's hot.
And final reminder, go to dcfguns.co and use promo code Joe. You'll get 5% off the online store, so you don't need to be in Colorado. Or you don't need to go to DCF, but get everything you need and make sure that you start trading.
Yep. That's awesome. I love that commercial.
Me too.
All right. Do you want to pray or do you want me to pray?
Please pray.
Okay. Father God, we just we come into your presence. Lord, we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. We thank you for allowing us to be awake at this time, for allowing us to have our eyes open and to see what's happening around us. Lord, I pray that you would give us a spirit of boldness, that you would descend your spirit upon everyone listening. Lord, fill them up and give them resolve. Let us not to be afraid. Let us not be ruled by fear, Lord, but help us to know that as long as we're standing in the center of your will and following your voice, Lord, that you're going to work it all for our good. Father, I pray for the audience. I pray that for those who are going through it right now, whether it's health related, whether it's government persecution related, whether it's family related, Lord, I just pray that you give them your peace and that you'd show them your answers and show them your way. I ask for your eyes, Lord, that as we enter into our communities and whether we're going to the grocery store or we're picking up food or wherever we're going, Lord, that we see with your eyes and we see who needs us. We see where you want us to go and who you want us to talk to and who you want us to engage. Father God, let us be driven by you. Let us be driven in every interaction, in every step that we take. Let us be in the center of your will and focused on doing what you would have us do, Lord. We know that we are blessed beyond all measure to be selected and chosen to be in this time, to be selected and chosen to be awake and to have the understanding that so few in our society today have, Lord. I pray for Joe for his safe travels. I pray for Apollo that you would heal him and just take this funk away from him and let him be renewed and refreshed, Father God. I pray for everybody that's fighting for truth and justice. And I just pray, Lord, that you would be magnified and glorified in a real, very real way. I pray that the scales would fall off people's eyes, that their hearts would be softened, and that we would have great revival of people coming back to know you and to walk with you and to stand in the truth during this time. I ask all these things in the precious and humbly in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We will see you guys in a few hours. God bless you all. And stay tuned. This is going to be a heck of a year. Thanks, Ash.
God bless.
If you want to watch Conservative Daily Podcast, we go live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time and 4 p.m. Mountain Time. You can find us live at conservative-daily.com, on Rumble, on Frank's Beach, where we go live on Lindell TV 2 at those same times, on DLive, and now on Odyssey. You can also find our episodes at Brighteon.com. Make sure you also check out the link in the description to go to the Brighteon store and prepare you and your family with the awesome storable food and other products that they have there. You can find us on the audio edition at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Podbean, Audible, and everywhere else. Make sure you go and give us a 5-star review and be that ambassador of truth. Share this episode with everyone who needs to hear it. Text the word freedom to 89517 and we'll shoot you a text message when we're about to go live. Check out the description for our link to the daily newsletter so you get access to the fax blasts. We want to thank you for being a listener of Conservative Daily Podcast as we pursue truth and fight to restore our nation. We will continue to provide you with the most important information that the mainstream media will not show you. Now at conservative-daily.com, you have the option to become a member with us. Each membership option varies in access and discounts in regards to the ability to interact with the daily fax blasts, monthly savings, access to extra content, and interactions with the hosts and guests of the show. Go to conservative-daily.com and become a member right now for as little as $10 a month. Make sure you check out social media and find us everywhere at Conservative Daily and at Joel Altman. We'll see you next time on Conservative Daily Podcast. It's time to do the hard work. Let's take our country back, patriots. God bless America.